Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholena with the evening news. The headlines. NEET UG 2026 re-exam to be held on June 21. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan assures transparency in exam process. Petrol and diesel prices hiked by 3 rupees per liter. IDEN Chairman Abu Mehta urges students to embrace digital skills. And Akashvani Kohima marks 90 years of broadcasting with musical concert. Now the news in detail. The National Testing Agency NTA has announced that the medical entrance exam NEET UG 2026 will be reconducted on 21st of June. Earlier, the exam, which was held on 3rd of this month, was cancelled due to alleged paper leak, and CBI is investigating the matter. The NTA also requested candidates and parents to rely only on official channels. Meanwhile, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that students are priority of the government and the centre is sensitive towards them. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan assured fairness and transparency in exam process.
Our foremost priority is the welfare and future of the students, and the government remains deeply mindful of the hard work and dedication they invest in their studies. Following the conduct of the examination on 3rd May, we were determined to ensure that no genuine candidate was deprived of a fair opportunity due to the unethical practices of the education mafia.
The education minister admitted that NTA requires definite reforms and said that steps will be taken to strengthen the examination system to prevent future irregularities. He added that NEET UG examination will be conducted in computer-based test mode from next year instead of existing OMR-based mode. Oil companies have raised the petrol and diesel prices by 3 rupees per litre each amid spike in global energy prices. Petrol prices has risen to 97.77 rupees per liter, while diesel prices have increased to 90.67 rupees per liter in New Delhi. Similar hike in oil prices was also seen in other metro cities, including Mumbai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, and Chennai. Meanwhile, Indraprastha Gas Limited has increased the prices of compressed natural gas (CNG) by 2 rupees today. After the hike of the price, the new rate for 1 kilogram CNG in Delhi is 79.09 rupees. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that as the world battled rising fuel costs after the West Asia conflict, India stood apart. In a social media post, he said, while several countries witnessed hikes ranging from 20% to nearly 100%, India limited the increase to just 3.2% for petrol and 3.4% for diesel. The fourth edition of EduConnect, Connecting Education to Opportunities, was held in Dimapur today. The event was organized by the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDEN, in collaboration with Cryptex Solo as platform for youth to explore higher education and career options. Addressing the event, IDEN Chairman Abu Mehta highlighted the importance of education and technology in building successful careers. He urged students to embrace continuous learning, acquire digital skills, and use social media responsibly. Mr. Mehta also emphasized that modern education offers diverse career pathways beyond traditional professions and called for dedication and integrity in all pursuits.
Education is the process and the foundation for success. I want to tell the student community of the state that in today's day and age, knowledge is power.
A key feature of the event was the signing of a memorandum of understanding between IDEN and Atria Institute of Technology. The agreement will facilitate academic cooperation, skill development, student engagement programs, and the Atria IT Scholarship for Meritorious Students from Nagaland. IDEN will evaluate applications for the scholarship and submit the first shortlist by June 15. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sheringham Longcomer attended the first meeting of the Committee of Presiding Officers to frame the uniform model of rules of procedure and conduct of business of legislative bodies held in Mysuru from May 11 to 13. He was accompanied by the NLA Secretary and other officials. An official release today said the meeting was chaired by Uttar Pradesh Speaker Satish Mahana. Following discussion, the committee resolved to seek views and suggestions from speakers of various state legislative assemblies on the proposed uniform model rules of procedure and conduct of business across country before finalizing its report for submission to the Lok Sabha speaker. The meeting also decided that the secretaries of UP, Maharashtra, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka and Nagaland would hold a separate meeting to identify areas where uniformity of rules can be implemented. Advisor Agriculture Matang Yantan today inaugurated the newly constructed primary health center building at Old Ari village during his official constituency tour to the Sungro range. The new building was constructed under the local area development program. During the tour, the advisor also conducted a general meeting with heads of departments and the public to review various government schemes. He urged villagers to actively engage with departmental officials and make full use of government programs for improving livelihoods and sustainability. He noted that lack of awareness on welfare schemes remains a major challenge in rural areas. The advisor also visited government middle school during the tour. Akashvani Kohima marked 90 years of Akashvani service to the nation with a musical concert held at the Nagaland College of Music and Fine Arts, NCMFA Auditorium in Kohima this evening. The event featured performances by the NCMFA Choir, Manchai Pom, and Naga folk singer Sevinyo Chazo and her team, Seye Intrepid, presenting patriotic songs and tribal fusion music. In a welcome address, Head of Program Ella Kaina highlighted the uniqueness of tribal music broadcast on Akashvani Kohima, describing it as a reflection of the people's traditions and identity.
Hindi songs as well as Western music are popular and entertaining, but tribal music carries the voice of our land, our traditions and our identity. Listening to both creates a beautiful balance between modern entertainment and cultural roots.
Ms. Kaina stressed the need to promote tribal music and encourage artists to upgrade their skills through mentoring and auditions conducted by Akashvani. She also noted that Meghalaya remains the only state in the Northeast with higher graded tribal folk artists and called for greater efforts to develop such talent in Nagaland. The program was attended by Padma Shri Nihunyo Shorye, officials from PIB Kohima, faculty of NCMFA and staff of Akashvani Kohima. And the third edition of the Nagaland Potato Festival 2026 was held today at Jakhama Village Ground, showcasing the agri-trade potential of potato cultivation in the state. The festival was inaugurated by Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture, Saluthunyo Kruse. She said the festival is not only a celebration of potatoes, but it is also a celebration of the farmers, the land, and the growing potential of Nagaland's agri-trade sector. In his keynote address, Deputy Project Director Atma Kohima, Dr. Kiviushaya highlighted the importance of potato farming and its trade opportunities in the state. The festival featured multiple stalls displaying local potato products and agricultural innovations. To end the news, the headlines here again. NEET UG 2026 re-exam to be held on June 21. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan assures transparency in exam process. Petrol and diesel prices hiked by 3 rupees per litre. IDEN Chairman Abu Mehta urges students to embrace digital skills. And Akashvani Kohima marks 90 years of broadcasting with musical concert. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.